Thank you very much. Good to see so many of you. There are some seats down the middle, by the way, here, two seats there. If the room monitor, if you just would help them find some seats. We do have a few here. We'd like to have you all be able to be here. And in terms of the questions, remember, I won't leave on the plane till Denver until I have answered the questions that you have. I am certainly not wanting to get out of any questions. I just need that little time in between. But after that, I promise I'll stay just as late as they'll let us stay, even if we have to stand outside the hall to talk. So, okay, don't want you to think that I'm not wanting to answer questions. So this is the Biology Behavior 1. We're going to have so much fun with this class because you're going to learn the connection between the body and the brain. We are not just a head walking around. We are attached to our body. Such a thought. You know, in Europe, they don't compartmentalize the body. When you go to a doctor, they'll tend to treat the whole body. In our country, we've compartmentalized it, haven't you? You go to the internist for this, to the pediatrician for that, to the gynecologist for this, the ear, nose, throat for that, your family for this. And of all things, it's that same river of blood that seems to be flowing through the whole body. When I was one of the last years that I taught, there was a young boy named Lloyd. And Lloyd was a little kindergartner, and he was getting in trouble in school. This was after Christmas. And he was starting to be called into the principal's office and disciplined and had to spend a fair amount of time in the office. What Lloyd was doing is he was hitting and kicking the other little kindergartners. The problem was that he was bigger than the other kindergartners. And so when he would give any one of them a push, they'd really go flying. So Lloyd was getting into a lot of trouble. And then pretty soon, there, in where I taught, there was a behavior lab in the school. And they were beginning to have staffings and thinking that maybe he needed to be in the behavior lab because they needed to just modify his behavior. And that's when I began to get upset because I thought, oh no, I don't want him in the behavior lab because that's where we had our fifth and sixth graders and he would learn a lot of things he didn't need, like more behaviors, right? So even though he wasn't my student, I got a little bit involved. So I talked to the teacher and I said, has Lloyd been sick lately? She said, yes, he didn't come home. He didn't come back to school after Christmas break for at least 3 weeks. And I said, oh, do you know what it was? She said, I don't know. He was just sick. So then I called the mom, asked permission. She said I could call the mom. And I said, what was Lloyd sick with? She said, oh, he had back-to-back strep infections. It took 3 different kinds of antibiotics to finally clear out the strep. And we know every one is more powerful than the first. And I said, oh, I think I know what we can do to help Lloyd's behavior. Dr. Leo Galland, in his book, Super Immunity for Kids, which is a wonderful book, you can get it at your library. In Super Immunity for Kids by Leo Galland, he is a pediatrician, and he writes about a mom who had twin 3-year-olds. And the 3-year-olds were going to preschool, and she was excited about it, and they liked it. But pretty soon she got notices, and they said that one of the 3-year-olds was going to be kicked out of preschool. What a way to start school, right? Getting kicked out of preschool. Because he was biting the other kids. And so she went to her pediatrician and said, what is it? And being a wise pediatrician, he said, well, let's see. Parenting's the same. Diet's the same. Environment's the same. What could be different? So he went to the files of the boys, and he found the one who was having trouble with his behavior as a 3-year-old was the one who had multiple antibiotics because of ear infections. And he said, oh, I know how I can help him. So I'm going to show you today how we helped Lloyd, how he helped him, and how many times when we think things are maybe character issues, that maybe they're just not feeling well,